Good morning. For WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Monday, October 13, 2014.
We're deeply concerned by the news that a healthcare worker in Texas has tested preliminarily positive for infection with Ebola virus.
Tom Frieden heads the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta. Health officials say a healthcare worker provided hospital care for Thomas Eric Duncan, who died of Ebola on Wednesday. The worker wore a gown, gloves, mask, and shield when she provided care to Duncan.
We don't know what occurred in the care of the index patient, the original patient in Dallas, but at some point there was a breach in protocol.
Frieden said there will be a full investigation into how the nurse contracted the virus.
Unfortunately, it is possible in the coming days that we will see additional cases of Ebola. This is because the healthcare workers who cared for this individual may have had a breach of the same nature of the individual who appears now to have a preliminary positive test. It's deeply concerning that this infection occurred.
The head of the Centers for Disease Control says this doesn't change the bottom line, that we need to ramp up the infection control for any patient infected with Ebola. Other caregivers could potentially be exposed. Meanwhile, customs and health officials began taking the temperatures of passengers arriving at New York's Kennedy International Airport from three West African countries on Saturday. It's a stepped-up screening effort meant to prevent the spread of the Ebola virus. Federal health officials said the entry screenings, which will expand to four additional U.S. airports in the next week, add another layer of protection to halt the spread of the disease, which has killed more than 4,000 people. Customs officials say about 150 people traveled daily from or through Liberia, Sierra Leone, or Guinea to the U.S. Nearly 95% of them land first at one of the five airports. The extra screening at U.S. airports, though, probably wouldn't have identified Thomas Eric Duncan when he arrived from Liberia last month because he had no symptoms while traveling. And thousands of Liberian healthcare workers are set to begin an indefinite strike at midnight today. They are threatening to abandon hundreds of patients in Ebola treatment units, clinics, and hospitals. That's if demands for better incentives, working conditions, and protective equipment are not met. A study commissioned by the NYPD found that the more times a person is stopped by an officer, the less favorably they view police. The Wall Street Journal reports the survey of 17,340 residents found people who were stopped once were 25% less likely to say the NYPD was doing a good job. For people stopped more than once, job approval dropped by 58%. The findings show the impact street stops have on police-community relations. 70 protesters were arrested at the St. Louis convenience store parking lot near where a recent police shooting reignited anger about an earlier shooting in suburban Ferguson. Police say the arrests were for an unlawful assembly. Demonstrators turned up at the store amid a four-day summit to protest the early August police shooting death of 18-year-old Michael Brown by a white police officer. The man killed in the latest shooting was 18-year-old Vonderit Myers. There's a petition online calling on President Obama to set a higher standard of policing and invest in strengthening economic infrastructure and employment, education, and health care. The petition is at unitedforferguson.com. Occupy Wall Street protester Cecily McMillan was acquitted Friday of obstructing government administration. The misdemeanor trial came 3 months after her release from roughly 60 days in jail at Rikers in an earlier case. That became a rallying point for activists when she was convicted of assaulting a police officer. She went on to become a prison activist working for reform at Rikers. This case was an example of broken windows policing. Prosecutors said McMillan interfered with officers who'd stopped two accused subway fare beaters. Police said she urged the two not to cooperate with them. Martin Stoller, McMillan's lawyer, says that while police may have found her behavior annoying, it wasn't criminal. A central New Jersey town that's been rocked by allegations of sex-related hazing on its football team is standing up against that kind of behavior. Hundreds of people turned out for an anti-bullying rally on Sunday night in a park. It was across the street from Sayreville War Memorial High School. Organizers say the event was intended to promote unity and healing within the community and to show support for the victims of bullying. Seven students face sex crime charges stemming from the alleged hazing. District officials say all seven have been suspended. The rest of the football season was canceled after the allegations surfaced. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is running for a second term without having to face the political fallout from big decisions on fracking and new tolls on the Tappan Zee Bridge. Observers of the famously controlling governor say he probably wants to avoid politically contentious decisions until a final term. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.